Okay, no, I didn't really need a new phone. My Droid X is maybe a year old, and it's been a good phone. However, I thought it was beginning to get rather sluggish in its response. And a couple of times while driving, sort of at the most hazardous of moments, it would suddenly reboot itself and start over again. And let me see, can I think of any other good reasons? Actually, it was just the announcement of the new features in the 4S that finally brought me to the point where I felt I just had to get it. So, last night, I went to the Verizon store, and I talked to them pre-release about the particulars, like what would it mean in terms of my monthly bill, and how could I upgrade, how much would it cost, and yada, yada, yada. And then went home, thinking about it, of course, and went to bed, and about 3 o'clock this morning, I woke up and I said, you know, I don't need a new phone. This is silly. I'm not going to go get a new phone. But then again, at 5:30, when I actually got up for the day, it was like, man, I got to hurry up. I'm going to go get that phone. And I'm glad I did. I got to Verizon and thought I was the first person in line. It turned out I was the third person in line, but nonetheless, I think it's probably a sign of the times in the area in which I live. There couldn't have been 20 to 25 phones sold in the first hour that they were open. And in fact, when I left after approximately an hour, there was no one new in line. Now, there were a couple of people still being processed at AT&T, but they too had no one new in line. And the saddest of all, the Sprint store had no one. No one inside, no one in line, just a couple of employees who were looking rather worn by the entire event. Since I got it home, of course, I fired it up, got it set up. It was really very easy to do. Synced it to iTunes, turned on the cloud, set up my email, etc. And I can tell you, this is one nice phone. It responds wonderfully. Of course, the user interface is just delightful. And I swear that the apps, which even though I had Android, the equal version app in an Android version, the apps, I believe, are cleaner, they run smoother, and so on and so forth. So, no, I did not really need a new phone, but oh my, I wanted one. And as a postscript, the first email that I sent from my new Apple iPhone 4S, I dictated to Siri. I told Siri who I wanted to send it to. I told her what the subject line should be. I dictated the contents, and I told her I was done. And that's all it took. Off it went. And when I reread it, it was perfect. It made sense. It was spelled right. It was addressed right. It was frickin' amazing. All right. Thanks very much. The story of my new Apple iPhone 4S.